This is more of a question.
Yeah.
In terms of reaching out to stakeholders, I would assume that there would have to be some public means of doing that. That
sure.
It's not a private, it's not a, you know, kind of a closed connection, so that it's open. So does that mean that we will have to hold public hearings?
Yeah, let's get to the how.
Invitation.
Yep, we're going to get to the
somehow.
How in just a minute.
Okay.
But that's the how in my mind.
But yes.
Yep,
you're
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
You are right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing
absolutely.
That.
The only way we'll know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a how question.
Yeah.
Well, are there any other whys?
Well,
the
big why is addresses all of this. It's we're a community.
Yep.
And both communities needs more information as well as is going to, we want to get buy-in from the community, too.
Yeah.
And all of this is about communicating two ways. I don't think the fact that two people on this committee have discussions about harbor issues means that we're coming up with doing anything behind anybody's back. I think that's how you get more information about things. It's only when we start making decisions behind everybody's backs that it starts becoming a problem. Like if four committee members meet separately and say, well, this is how we're going to get something through, that becomes a problem.
I'd just be very careful.
Yeah.
I would just be very, very careful.
We also don't have the same rules as an elected body.
No, I think we pretty much do. I think you find that we operate as an officially established municipal committee. The state law about public access, not doing things confidentially, they apply to us just as much as they do to city councils.
Yeah, I think I don't want to necessarily go down that spiral about what the line is between...
No, but this is the kind of conversation we need to have now rather than
absolutely.
6 months later.
Yeah, but I think, getting to the point, which is... there are certain things that we know we have to do, and there are certain things that we know we can't do, and there are also things that we just shouldn't do. But I think as long as we can set up a process that we're all willing to put some input in, and I think what I'm hearing you say is, you're going to have conversations in your day-to-day life that are going to help inform the conversations that we're having here, but we're not the part of the communication plan is for us as a group to have a consistent message back to when we're having those conversations. So we're all kind of on the same wavelength.
No, I don't show the consistency is always.
No,
I wouldn't bother with that. Don't think that's what we're here for. We're not necessarily here just to be all consistent.
I'm not saying we all always have to agree on every issue, but the most important elements of the communication and things that we're going to be consistent on is all.
No, is what you're saying that this group maybe has a consistent message on what our process is and how we go about getting input and kind of what the general scope of work is.
Yes.
What everyone, of course, still has their individual opinions and perspectives.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Just another why, I think, not only to obtain information, but to give people an opportunity, which I think is different. We want people to feel like they have an opportunity to contribute.
Yeah. Good. Any other whys?
Well, the better foundation you build anything on, the longer it will last.
Yes.
Well said.
All right. I think that's a good list.